Quantum computing may not mean a lot to us yet, but scientists say it will transform industry in the 21st century. And Australian scientists lead the world in the quantum computing field. Today, the Federal Minister for Innovation, Industry and Science was in Sydney to launch Australia's first quantum computing company, which is intended to lock in the benefits for this country. Silicon Quantum Computing builds on the work of award-winning University of New South Wales scientist Professor Michelle Simmons, who leads the Centre of Excellence for Quantum Computation and Communication Technology. She joined me a short time ago. Professor Simmons, welcome back to the world today, and thanks so much for taking the time to speak to me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's nice to talk to you again, Eleanor.
Now, you've just been hosting the Federal Minister for Innovation, Industry and Science for the launch of Australia's first quantum computer company. Why is this company so important for you and your team of scientists?
Oh, look, it's a very exciting time for us. It's really a new kind of prototype that we're looking at here, trying to build a hardware in Australia, but taking innovation that's come out from a centre of excellence that's been funded since 2000, recognising that we're the world leaders in silicon quantum computing technology, and actually partnering up with the government and with industry and the university to create a new kind of company in Australia where we can actually transition across that gap to actually make commercial products here in Australia. It really does put Australia on the map of actually taking commercialization seriously. So we've got world-leading technologies in building electronic devices at the level of individual atoms. We've got some of the highest metrics for what we call qubits, quantum bits, across the world. And really, this is a chance for Australia to try and capture that technology and build industries here in Australia across the country.
You say that this will shape industry in the 21st century. How?
Yes, look, any industry that's reliant on information is going to be impacted. So what we're really doing is developing a kind of massively parallel computing power. So any industry that's reliant on having lots of information and wants to sort through databases quickly or has lots of variables in their calculations, having a quantum computer working in massively parallel fashion will actually help them get their answers much quicker. And this really cuts across every industry from defense to health industries, transportation industries, logistics, finance. Really, it pretty much hits every industry in Australia.
Last time we spoke, you had just won Australia's top science prize for your work on quantum computing, and your work is world class. But this technology is still only in development. How did you convince the federal and New South Wales governments and companies like Telstra to put millions of dollars into a technology that is still unproven?
You know, to be honest, there are companies out there like the Commonwealth Bank. They actually came to us back in 2013. They were looking at technologies across the horizon. They saw that quantum computing was growing internationally very rapidly. And, you know, when they went around the world, they found that actually Australia was leading that technology. It's one of the things that I've seen about how Australia has this fantastic innovation but doesn't know how to translate it. Part of that is because, you know, there aren't mechanisms within Australia to help do that. And this is, hopefully a new mechanism that will really take, you know, world-leading research and help it translate. So it's, you know, it's a credit to the bank and to Telstra for being ahead of the game, seeing what's coming, and then coming to us and asking to get involved with it. And then I guess as a director of a centre, I felt the responsibility, you know, we had this fantastic technology. There was a possibility of us translating it here. We had, you know, corporate interest in actually doing that. And so we basically went to government and basically said, look, can we set up a new process, a new type of agreement with the university's industry and government to make sure that we try and keep that technology here, but at the same time create a company that very much is internationally based, so looking to partner with people all over the world.
Have you had other approaches from international companies?
We've had lots of people coming. It's been quite phenomenal. I was not expecting the interest, but yes, we've had a lot of interest from companies all over the world.
And when do you expect to be able to deliver the world's first quantum computer?
Yeah, so our goal at the moment is this company is very focused on a 10-qubit prototype in 5 years. That doesn't sound very much, but it's, you know, it's really proving that our qubits are, we believe, will be the best qubits in the world. But we're doing it in silicon, so it's an inherently scalable material. And so we're hoping that once we get and prove that our qubits are better than others, others will find that they're struggling to keep their qubits alive, that eventually we'll get more investment. And after that, we're looking at another 5 to 10 years to actually make commercial products here.
Well, congratulations, Professor Simmons, and good luck.
Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you.
That's Professor Michelle Simmons, who leads the Centre for Excellence for Quantum Computation and Communication Technology.